This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. We call this the lockdown edition. We are coming to you from
the U.S. Mariana Islands,
the freest place in America. Or wait, you say arguably?
Arguably. I mean, obviously, it's just an opinion, right? But it's the correct opinion.
Fair enough. I am Vin Armani.
Hey, it's Alex.
Yeah, we have been discussing the weirdness. It's hard to really get to wrap your hands. I was going to say head, but I really want to wrap my hands around the whole scenario from starting with the whole COVID thing and now where it's gone. I think that what we are looking at, and I think that this is probably a good assumption, this COVID thing starts, we have a crisis. Rahm Emanuel, when he was the chief of staff of the Obama administration, famously said, you never let a crisis go to waste, because during a crisis, you can do things that you didn't think you could do before. And obviously, this was not a saying of Rahm Emanuel's. He didn't just make that up. I'm sure this was something that he had heard in the halls of Congress when he was a congressman, or something that he had read somewhere, but I have no doubt that he would take credit for it, because that's the type of person that Rahm Emanuel is. And he... it's true. It sounds very like Machiavellian, right? This is Niccolo Machiavelli. He wrote the book The Prince, which is basically the cornerstone of political philosophy in the West, which is weird to think about, because that's where you get things like, it is better to be feared than to be loved. He's very pragmatic.
Yeah.
Right? He's saying, okay, I'm writing this for a ruler of... He's in Italy at the time, so there's many princes, there's little city-states at the time. And he's writing, and so he's saying, if you are a ruler, here's all of the things that you should be doing as a ruler. And this is, we're in some, it's a Machiavellian time, I really feel like, and there's so many interests out there. All of them have started their motion and their movement during this COVID crisis, and now that sort of the virus is going away, all of those wheels are still turning. Still going. And, you know what? Now there's a new crisis. Now that, oh, the police kill somebody. Well, Carry on with what we were doing. That's a crisis. And I feel like we're just going to, it's going to be crisis after crisis.
And even the Hong Kong situation.
Yes.
I didn't seem to care about Hong Kong a year ago, but all of a sudden now it's serious. Now we're going to care.
Well, because it fits into the China narrative.
China. It's an opportunity to do something like terrorists were totally outside the Overton window a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Then Trump started using them. And now it's like, how can we tariff China for what they're doing in Hong Kong?
Yes.
That's like becoming bipartisan. So it's
so weird.
All of a sudden, they realize, like, you know, we can just do whatever we want. There's not going to be that same level of pushback that there used to be. And just like you said,
well, maybe there might be pushback. As a matter of fact, we've got a call. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, 855-450-3733. Hate to interrupt you, but it was an appropriate time, because we have a call from David in Jackson, Michigan, who had called before. He's the guy who introduced me to the term Wretched Gretmer, I believe. He's got an update on Michigan. He's listening on WKHM. He's been waiting for a while. David, what's going on up there in Michigan?
Well, up here in southern Michigan, we're from Ohio, Indiana, about another 40 miles, maybe 45. And so we're right in the triangle of Lansing, Jackson, Detroit. And further to the northwest is Grand Rapids. So we're pretty far south. And I believe it is, Ian, is that correct?
No, it's Vin. It's Vin and Alex.
Vin, if I could keep you guys straight, you have an awesome show. And we talked a little bit yesterday about, you know, the state of Michigan. Being an honorably discharged United States Marine from, like, gosh, almost 40 years ago, I think that when we talk about, you know, intervention, police intervention, military intervention, and things of that nature, how violent is it necessary to combat it, especially in a civilian environment? But I always think, are they being civil?
You're saying, is the military being civil?
No, let's call them rioters.
Okay.
Now, there's some rioters.
Are they being civil?
Just check the Detroit News Online a few minutes ago. They're kicking up over there in Detroit, which is only about 80 miles due west. Now, they say Jackson is mini Detroit. We're the prison county. We have the majority of the prisons right here in Jackson, 3 miles from where I sit. And, of course, the county jail's on the other side about a mile away. But the point is that if this goes that hard, I'm concerned. Where I sit in Jackson, right on Lansing Avenue, actually, it's been very polite. There's no signs of anything like that. I think the point's been made that cops have been arrested.
Well, has the point been made? I think that
what is the point?
Yeah,
I don't know if there is a. It starts off with the point, and then it just becomes a free for all. It's like, you know, some people's point is I want a new TV. That's the point.
But I think that the looting portion of this is overblown. I really do. You know, when we were seeing live footage coming from. Last night, I watched quite a bit of it, right, on Unicorn Riot, this guy in the street interviewing people. The thing was, there were people of all races, all ages out there.
I don't watch fighting. On TV, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, not fighting with each other. They were upset. I don't understand how you could infringe on people's rights by putting them on house arrest for a month or 2 months. All the things that the governor of Michigan did to people.
Without the stress, it's stress enough in the real normal. Now we have this so-called Gretchen and Dr. Khaldun and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. They should be out of business right now because there is little economic activity.
And so while I am not for people going out and destroying property, you know, extraordinary times are going to lead to extraordinary means, and I would hope that people don't hurt each other. But one of the things that I think is different about this time that I've seen, I mean, I think I was about 12 when the Rodney King riots happened, and.
Yeah.
There, I remember that was a lot of violence. There was a lot of racial on racial violence. We had the thing with Reginald Denning, them pulling him out of the car and doing all of that.
Certainly.
That is not what's happening here. That is just not what's going on. It's very different. The people are united. There's not a racial divide. It's very much the people sick of the overreach of the government, and this was a catalyst and a breaking point. So it's like, I mean, I think, David, you know, I would like people to be peaceful about it. I would like people to be civil. I would like them to not be destroying property, but I don't see people hurting each other, and, I mean... You know, I think there's a lot more that needs to be done than arresting one police officer, right? People need to be let out of their house arrest. They need to have their rights back. They need to let people back to church. I thank you. David, very much for that call. We'd like to hear from you right here, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday show. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We... just now, between the two of us, and I think it's a conversation that we can pick up. We're talking about where do we fall on this writing. We had a great call from Michigan. I don't think that this has stopped. I don't think that the civil disobedience or the civil unrest or whatever you want to call it, I think this is probably going to be something that if we don't see any more on this particular issue, there will be another catalyst. I guarantee you of that. And the mainstream media is going to be sure to push it forward. So we have to figure out where do we stand on these issues. It's good to not, as lovers of liberty, we don't have to agree on everything, but it is good for us to be able to have a forum to speak about it. And one of the best forums for this I found living in New Hampshire myself is ForkFest. And ForkFest 2020 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful, and they are truly beautiful, White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping or RV site or a motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website. The website is forkfest.party. Speaking of New Hampshire, we've got Dave in New Hampshire as we go to these phones. He's been waiting for a while. Dave, thank you for waiting. What's going on, sir?
Hey, you're welcome. ReopenNH.com has been doing something that's kind of simple and obvious, but still powerful, and I'm not sure all the reopens are doing it, so I'd like to share it. What they're doing is they're having... Pardon?
No, please, go ahead.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're requesting that all New Hampshireites who've got horror stories about being shut down and prevented from engaging in commerce and whatnot, they're asking them to just write their stories down and then send them to reopenNH.com, where they then go ahead and publicize them on the website, at least in some cases, probably most cases. And they've got a slew of stories now, and I'm starting to go through these. I'll probably be calling talk radio locally about some of the horror stories. But I would just urge folks to, reach out to your own reopen organization. There's probably a reopen in almost every state now. And see if they're accepting stories like that and get your stories to reopen to your local reopeners. And that will help provide more of a balanced overall impression that the public is getting of the harm that is being done, not just by the COVID, but by their COVID restrictions.
I think that's a really good point. Dave, thank you. Thank you very, very much for the call. Yeah, people, yep. Please, if you've got a horse, I've heard so many horror stories. So, yes, reach out and find your reopen group for your state. I know there are got to be some bad ones all over. One of the places that there might not be very bad ones, because they didn't close too hard, at least in some of the places, but we'll find out. Bridget in Ocala, Florida, she is on 96.3. She's listening. Bridget, is Ocala one of the places that was heavily locked down, or is it one of the counties that sort of got a light touch this time around?
Yeah, we got just a really light touch. We have a Republican governor, Governor DeSantis, and we're actually already in like phase two. We've reopened 50% of the rest, 50% capacity at the restaurants and so forth. And people here are just we're frustrated. I'm a nurse. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot at the hospital. I work night shift, and I got here early just to sit here and eat and just. And I found your station and drive it in and everything. Oh my gosh, this is my new favorite station. So
awesome.
It's about liberty, conservatism. It's our rights. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's basic freedoms, and I'm so disgusted and frustrated with government. I mean, I actually ran for office a couple years ago. It's like the establishment, and it's impossible. But just as you can just feel the frustration in myself right now, I'm disgusted. They have usurped everything that we know in our Bill of Rights, and they continue to do it. I don't care who's president. They all do it. And I'm a strong Trump supporter, but, everybody is doing it. It's not a one-fix man can fix everything. We need to fix it ourselves. And I listened to something the other day, and they made the point that, you know, you look to yourself and divorce yourself from government. You know, I have a granddaughter that's 7. That's homeschooler. Take her out of public school education. You know, I'm not going to depend on to educate my children anymore, my grandchildren. So you think about those kind of things. What can we do ourselves and just take government out of the equation? Because I'm just disgusted, and I'm sure most people are getting that way, as you can see from everything going on in this world today. And I just, about vaccination, I just want to say this real quick.
Back
in Florida, I'm a nurse, and I'm aggravated, and I'm not going to say I'm anti-vax, but there's a lot about anti-vax that, you know, that I believe is true. You know, it's abortive fetal parts in these vaccines and so forth, and I could go on. But anyway, what they did after 9/11, and I brought this up to my politician, who say, well, you know, we wrote that statute that passed, basically that giving them, if they can't quarantine somebody to impose a vaccine on them, that here's what it literally stated. It stated they have the authority, basically, to do whatever they want by means to vaccinate that person. So if they want to use force, they can use force to stick a needle in my arm. So I'm fighting that statute right now, and I went to my senators and get the same old song and dance that they won't commit. Well, it was after 9/11 when we were, you know, going through all this stuff. I said, well, you can't vaccinate chemical warfare, so you don't have a leg to stand on. The knee-jerk reaction from whatever administration, and I'm frustrated. So, you know, fighting these things, and people thought I had 2 heads years ago telling them this. Now that this COVID vaccine is coming up, which, you know, I won't get, but I brought this law up, and they go, oh, my gosh, she's right. It's a law on our books right now. So, you know, people have had their head buried in the sand for way too long. Wake up, read your laws, look what government has done, and let's, you know, start bringing these up, you know, aware so people can fight, you know, however, you know, in Tallahassee, wherever they need to go, and start bringing these things up and educate the people around us that this is what's going on. So
Very good points. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Alex, this sounds really, really familiar in some ways to you saying that maybe the positive that comes out of all of this is that people start taking these, that maybe some of these institutions start falling apart and that people start taking these things onto themselves. And maybe it's not just with tech. Sounds like it's with some other things. It's even at the level of homeschooling. So maybe this is the best thing that ever happened to libertarianism. I don't even like to use the term anymore. Self-reliance, voluntarism, questioning the state.
COVID-19 has sped up a lot of changes that are already coming. Mm. I think the education sector is going to be totally reformed. People are starting to question, why do I need to send my kids to school when they can learn online? What are these teachers really doing? Is there a better way to do it? And the longer this continues, the more people will question the existing institutions and realize that maybe we didn't need them after all. So in that front, I'm somewhat optimistic.
Well, we're going to do our part right here. Call in. Talk to us on Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that New York City is on track to begin reopening around June 8th.
We are on track to meet all the metrics. Hospital capacity of 70%. We want 30% hospital capacity, so God forbid something goes wrong, we have the hospital beds. We want to make sure we have the stockpile of PPE. We're not going through what we went through last time. We have to have the testing in place, which we do. The contact tracing is being brought up to speed. But we think all of this can be done by next week, and we would be on track to open the week afterwards.
In phase one of reopening, Cuomo said over 400,000 people in construction, manufacturing, and retail can return to work with restrictions. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus began quietly spreading in the U.S. as early as late January, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before President Trump blocked air travel from China and a full month before community spread was detected in the country. More than 4 months into the pandemic that has killed over 102,000 Americans, the new data is the first comprehensive federal analysis of when COVID-19 first entered the United States. It was also the first media briefing in more than 2 months. 17 Democratic senators sent a letter to acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf demanding that ICE halt the transfer of detainees in its custody and expand testing to stem the spread of coronavirus among detainees. The lawmakers are asking ICE to suspend the detainee transfers into the ICE system from federal prisons and state local law enforcement agencies. According to ICE, there are currently about 26,000 detainees in custody. There have been 1,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Wow. This is Free Talk Live. We have a master back in the New Hampshire studio who got us on just right in time. We had some technical difficulties. I thought that maybe we had been pulled down because the headquarters in CNN, as we've been on the headquarters in CNN, the Atlanta headquarters, the main headquarters, being destroyed right now. Riots going down all the... Folks, we are narrating the uprising.
Civil war is here.
It is here. We are narrating it. It is live. The revolution will not be televised.
It is indeed televised.
It is televised this time, but where it's really going down is it's going down online, which is why, and it's going down on all of these exact platforms. It's spreading. This is the contagion. This is what they don't want to spread. This is why Trump wants to revoke 230. This is why the platforms, this is the power of these platforms. We saw their power in Iran, in Turkey, in the Arab Spring. Don't forget that it was organized on these platforms, and now the chickens have come home to roost, baby. They have come home to roost.
Well, I don't think Trump is wanting to get rid of Article 230. He's probably tuning into this right now, so excited, like, yes, fake news, CNN. You remember that WWE clip he put out?
But this is going to be blamed on him. This is going to be blamed on Trump.
The reason he's where he is because he doesn't care. Everyone else would be so concerned. My legacy, they're blaming on me. Like, what do I do to get in their good grace? Trump is just like, I did it. I did it all. It was great.
You know, did I you said, I called
it. It burned so bright.
I had a tweet when I arrived here at the beginning of April, and my tweet was, I traveled to the end of the empire to watch the end of the empire. And if this is, we're, 2020 is a year no one will forget. This is something big, folks, that's happening right now. This is a big deal. You can't just lock people down, innocent people, and put them on house arrest. Maybe.
At least not in America.
Well, no, hold on. Maybe it's a principle. Maybe in the Bill of Rights, maybe Congress shall make no law respecting freedom of speech, assembly, religion, or the free exercise thereof. I forgot. I left out the press. The press, I just...
Fake news.
I just tore out the fake news. I just tore them out. Look, maybe the reason why that is because if you do that, you risk losing your country. If you do that, you've descended into tyranny, and it's going to be overturned. People are going to turn the table over. And they, you know what? They did it, and 60 days later, that's how quick this went down.
And this could just be the beginning.
No,
right?
This is just the beginning.
You know, the economy is still going on. Wait till like the economic damage sets in. People realize... Oh. Most average person doesn't realize how bad the situation is. They're like, oh, well, this Christmas will come, everything will be great. That's what the TV told me. But like once they're like, wait, I'm not getting rehired. The unemployment money is run out. Like, what do we do? And then next time there's a police incident and no one has any money, then you'll see the looting. Then you'll see the rioting for real. You think it's bad now? You think the cities are burning now? Just wait until people have nothing to lose.
Just wait. We've got, well, you know, we say this, but maybe we should hear an alternate opinion. Maybe we should hear from someone who believes, you know what, whatever crackdown happened, it's fine. Whatever crackdown comes against this, it's fine. If it just saves one life. James in Arizona, you probably think differently about this than we do. What do you think, James?
All I've ever asked is for you to live up to your show's credo and first tell the truth and let me give my opinion. And what you just said is something I don't believe. Just as, for instance, Iran is still ruled by a guy that dresses and looks and sounds like Darth Vader. And Turkey is still ruled by the same pseudo-theocratic gangster and thug for the last two decades. Some Arab Spring.
That's our NATO ally you're talking about.
That's switching the
protected
subject.
Protected by the U.S. military, the U.S. Navy.
You think you're deep? Okay, if you want me to pine on that, I will, but let me say what I wanted to say. Because I was listening to an interesting political scientist today who said conspiracy theories are for losers. So, Alex, how you doing, buddy? I want to talk to you about something that shows me that you have a broken moral compass and are nothing but a sycophant that made like a Jim Jones fanatic and moved to French Guyana. I mean, you followed another guy that happens to be a murderer, by the way, who got off easy. Not that you care about a guy with a Turkish-sounding name that still can't be reached for comment, Vinny. No thanks to the friend you followed to the end of the empire after abandoning the Free State Project.
I think he's talking about Mark.
He's talking about Mark?
Your friend that's a convicted murderer. You're a preacher that lies as a convicted murderer who started with all the vile hate and vitriol, Vinny. And if you care about his family, you might want to tell him to do as I've already asked on Free Talk Live because my patience is wearing thin. Anyway, Alex.
Your friend Mark Edge
defended the mass murder on September 11th. More people were murdered on Flight 77 that flew into the Pentagon. The Men in Blue murder in the United States of America.
Population 350 million. Hold on.
Let me elaborate.
No, I'm putting you on hold because what I'm going to say is this. You can say anything you want about me and things that I have actually said, but because someone that I know says something and has an opinion, does not mean, on some issue, does not mean that I necessarily share that opinion. And it, were he here, I would probably be debating him on that. I don't know that he said that. So say
and,
what you want to say.
Why should his family be careful that you're losing your patience?
Yeah, because it's like you're making terroristic threats now. You're saying things like that. It's you got to keep it entertaining, dude. Like, if you want to say something, we're going to let you talk. But you got to keep it entertaining, and you need to not make threats against people. So go ahead. You've got the floor again. Oops, maybe you don't. Now you do. Go ahead, James.
Like Albert Speer Jr., had his life come down in the Obersalzberg, that's not a threat. And if you knew your history, you get that reference, because Albert Speer was a murderer too. And his son's life came crashing down when he found out what kind of scum his dad really was. But I want to ask you a question after I continue to make the point to Alex that Mark Edge defended the mass murderers of September 11th by saying the people in the Pentagon wear costumes and play war games and were a legitimate target. Mind you, more people were murdered on the flight innocent man drone that went into the Pentagon than cops in the United States of America murder every year. You make a mountain out of a molehill and talk about rioters like they're going to say bring down the government when you're not making fun of the rioters and saying condemning them outright. So let me make a serious point to you, Vinny. If somebody I know or love were murdered on September 11th, I would get a plane ticket, come to the Mariana Islands, buy a Glock, go to the studio and empty it in Alex's skull. And then who would you call, Vinny?
Well,
men in costumes with badges? With men you'd call cops with badges and fake costumes?
So you guys, James, are scum of the earth. You can try next week.
You're scum.
Try next week, bro, but you've just... Look, here's gonna be a rule. Like, you can basically say whatever you want, but making threats against people and saying that you're going to empty guns into their skull because you disagree with something that they say.
Well, it wasn't even something that was set, right?
Right. It's that you didn't fight against something that somebody else said. I don't even know what he's talking about right here. But what I do know is that, like, that's where I've got to draw the line, because what's the point of having a radio show in the first place if the answer is to go and empty bullets into people's skulls, right? That's what the state does. That's what I'm against. So this dude wants to be a statist, he can try again next week. So thanks for the call, James. And you just let everybody know exactly why people are upset with the state. If people want to call in, go ahead and do that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. We call this the Friday Lockdown Marianas edition. We are coming to you from Saipan in the U.S. Mariana Islands.
It's Alex.
And Vin. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We are narrating something crazy right now. As we had just said, as we've been on the air, the CNN headquarters in Atlanta is being attacked. Who knows how far this is going to extend. We're here talking about it. You can call in, talk about it, talk about anything else. Now is the time. This is history no matter how you slice it out. 2020 has been a historical year. I'm glad to be able to express and share with people who are both like-minded and not like-minded, but just people who want to express themselves. And we are helped in doing that by our amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Today, I want to celebrate an Amplifier Silver member, Piper. Piper, thank you so much for helping us out. The AMP program, we are currently on almost 200 radio stations. We would love to be on 400. We'd love to be on 500. We'd like to be in every living room, in every car possible. And it's our amplifiers that help us to do that. Alex, tell them a little bit more about how they can be a part of the AMP program, please.
Yeah, you can go to freetalklive.com and click on the AMP icon or freetalklive.com/amp.
Excellent. So once again, Piper, Silver Amplifier, thank you so much. I want to pick up some of our phones here. We've got people who have been waiting for a while. Vernon is in Louisiana. He's been waiting. Vernon, thank you for waiting. How's it going?
Hey, good. I just wanted to comment on, so I think we may be sensationalizing 2020 a little bit. I think that every single year, every single day is a part of history. I just think that there have been some unique things that have happened this year, but I mean, honestly, you know, I take a very laid back approach to most things. So to me, it's like, things are returning back to normal. I barely even saw it. My job has just been keeping me busier than ever. I mean, I just have to go work from home, but I've been going out to eat every single day. I just do it through takeout. I still go to the store. I haven't gotten sick. I mean, and then as far as these riots, I think that they are a product of people, honestly, that are looking to steal stuff. And, you know, I don't know if we can necessarily connect the riots with the coronavirus lockdown. I think those are entirely separate, and there are people that might just be frustrated in general with the police or whatever, but honestly, I think they're looking to steal stuff just like they did at the Target in Minneapolis. And now Target supposedly has shut down all, I think, 24 stores in the Minneapolis area. I think that sometimes we sensationalize things.
So let me ask you this, Vernon. What do you think? Because I was watching, I was watching clips that came in. There were some clips I was watching live last night. As they burned down the 3rd Precinct Police Department, and I was listening. There was several hours of live broadcast that was going on from Unicorn Riot. I think they did a great job. So shout out to them. He interviewed dozens of people. Most of them actually quite articulate. There were a few obviously just shouting out like follow me on Instagram, but most were quite articulate. They had a ideological viewpoint. They were able to express why they were out there, why they were frustrated. They seemed like normal, everyday people. What percent of the thousands of people who are on the streets right now do you suspect have stolen something? What percentage?
Now that I couldn't tell you. That'd be very anecdotal.
What would you think? What would you estimate? Half?
Possibly.
So you believe that of the tens of thousands of people out chanting for justice, that those people, half of them, have ran into stores and stolen stuff? Or do you think
the opportunity
that maybe
presented
it might just
itself? Absolutely. I think half of them are there to take advantage of the situation. The other half are it's just like driving by a wreck. You see the wreck, you're going to stop, and you're going to look. It's just like a house burning down. You're going to have a crowd of people.
What percentage do you believe are there exclusively because they're upset about watching a uniformed police officer murder someone in cold blood? What percent do you believe are there for that reason? 1%? 2%?
I think they want
you
to,
obviously
I,
think
no,
half
I,
of
I
them
have
to
no
steal.
Idea. I obviously we can't see into somebody's heart or mind, but I would say that a majority of them are there to watch what they're seeing on TV, and a minority of them are there to truly protest what the protests are supposedly about. But I think that the protests originate with one idea, and then they balloon out of control because you bring a lot of other people that instigate it and make it worse than it really should be. And then it just continues to balloon because there aren't enough people there to control it, and it just becomes out of control. It's like a fire, basically. And people are so... people just follow the leader, and you see that, and that's a topic of discussion all the time on Free Talk Live with the masks and with everything. One person does it. It's just like you're in the line. If you're in a grocery store, there's 10 people in the line closest to them, but if you just walk down to the other side of the grocery store, you'll probably have one or two people in the line where people don't go out the exit very often. You know, you see it all the time. It's just, that's honestly how I believe. Now, yes, if I could look into people's hearts, I would hope that they're there to protest something that really means something to them. But again, I really do think that a large majority of people are there to be there in person. It's a local thing in Minneapolis. They live 5-10 minutes away from it. I just did it the other day. I saw a big plume of smoke in the air where I live, and I just drove 5-10 minutes away. It was this huge fire. There was so many bystanders watching the thing. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be completely wrong. This is, of course, just my opinion.
Well, I don't think that you're wrong that these things balloon out of control and that people join in. But the fact of the matter is that, like, we, you know, if you go back even to India, you know, Gandhi did a salt march that was part of the beginning of the Indian independence movement. And when it began, he was marching because the British government weren't allowing Indians to create salt out of seawater, which they had been doing for thousands of years. And so he marched, starting out with, I think, about 80 people. And it ballooned to hundreds of thousands of people marching to the sea. And I think that that's what, I mean, I saw that in, like, Forrest Gump, right? The movie Forrest Gump, where he starts running. Now I may be dating myself.
And as leaders of a movement, free state and all that, you know, I think that you all are hopeful that something like that will eventually happen. And perhaps that will then allow you all more of a say, you know, more of an activism role in a, just a peaceful sense. But I honestly think that if you have that type of mindset, that you're going to want that. But ultimately, I think you're going to see everybody fall into line. They're going to do as they're told. They're going to do it because it's the easy way out, and there's nothing that needs to change because they're comfortable. They don't have to worry about that, you know, everything. They don't want to go to jail. You know, who wants to deal with all of that? You know, and then you're going to have the other people that don't care, that don't have anything to lose. I mean, and I really think, you know, you look at it, you can look at it at a socioeconomic thing. It's who's middle class and who's not, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I could be completely wrong. I'm just speculating. I think that sensationalizing and say, oh, this is the year of change, 2020, these riots and the coronavirus and everything, I think we might be blowing it a little bit out of proportion.
Well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your thoughts on that. I wasn't saying this is a year of change. I was saying that this is a historical year that people will look back on. I think a lot of things already have changed, but I definitely agree there that in the end, it's only the people who have nothing to lose who have ever really made a difference in history. Most people go along to get along. That's never not been the case. And I think that that's something to, I think it's something for people to consider here. Certainly this is a youth movement. It's the youth in the streets. As James in Arizona so rightly said, that although you had an Arab Spring, although you have had uprisings on the streets in places like Iran and places like Turkey, you still have dictators in those places, in some cases much worse. You know, they took Gaddafi out and they got a slave trade, open air slave trade. So it is not to say that things are going to get better, but I think that we have definitely crossed over a particular line here. I think that we're going to see, well, at least we're going to narrate it from here in our studio here in the Marianas. I'm glad to be able to narrate it from here. I'm glad that I went to the end of the Empire to watch the end of the Empire. I do believe that's what it is, but we're going to see. Maybe I'm wrong. Alex?
I agree.
All right, everyone. We will see you next week on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.